Indianapolis leaders want every resident counted in the 2020 census, and a project called Count Me Indy showcases local artists' work to promote it. WFY's Taylor Bennett spoke to one of the selected artists, Aaron Scammahorn, and Count Me Indy's campaign manager, Kelly Kennington.
You had the opportunity to create some promotional materials that will help the city in the 2020 census outreach campaign. What was your thought process in coming up with ideas for this initiative?
We were looking for something to do that was more than just like handing out a piece of swag, but was something that could really engage people and have some sort of activity to be involved with that. And came up with the idea to do a coloring book, which worked out really nicely so that we were able to focus in on those individual issues that could be affected by taking the census.
Can you describe it for us, the listening audience,
and what
it looks like?
It's I incorporated a little bit of Indianapolis imagery, but then also really focused on making it fun and cartoony and lighthearted to make it fun for kids to sit there and want to color in on it. And at the very end, we also incorporated a nice little looking forward piece that says, you know, if you could envision what Indianapolis might look in 10 years from now when the next census happens, what might be impacted from taking it now, and what does Indianapolis look like in 2030?
How does it make you feel to be involved in this campaign?
It's cool. I've always loved the Soldiers and Sailors Monument and Lady Victory on top of that. I love illustrating her as well, and being able to incorporate her into this was really fun. I love to be able to see her around town.
Where does your biggest inspiration come from when you start a project like this and you want to create something?
I have a big design background as well, so it was incorporating those design talents as well as art together to try to create a piece that's like, it's a mix of marketing and messaging and social good for our city. Trying to combine those three things and figure out what's the best solution.
Kelly, how is the 2020 census outreach campaign going? Do you feel like you're getting there?
I think we're getting there.
Yeah.
We have a lot of strong partners in the city who realize the importance of this. So it's really just about getting our ducks in a row at this point in the last final stages. but I'm really proud of like this campaign and everything that we've accomplished. Something that Aaron had mentioned that I really have loved about this was the creative freedom I've had and with the city to take this in the direction I have. And he touched on making art being important because it makes it approachable and understanding for folks, right? And that's something that's reflected throughout our entire campaign. Like when we were doing outreach, we were at over 50 events throughout the summer and fall. And it wasn't just handing out a rack card and giving them information. It wasn't just a brochure, right? We really focused on specific engagement touch points. So we had like what we were calling, you know, census, like a census Jeopardy, for example, like a trivia game people could play, like a giant board and coloring activities. And we had like a dog census we called a woof count. And that was to educate people about the kinds of questions to expect on the census, because it's scary. People are wanting to know what kind of information is going to be asked about their household. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about that.
Right.
It's nine basic questions, you know, what's your name, birthday, age, race, ethnicity, relationship amongst people in the household.
Yeah, it doesn't take very long. It's very convenient.
And our campaign is all about encouraging self-response in particular. So we want people to respond either online, by phone, or by mailing back in their paper form. And 2020 is the first year that the census is available online, actually.
Okay. All right. Very convenient. All right. Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Count Me Indy's campaign manager, Kelly Kennington, with artist Aaron Scammahorn, speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.